This is Linda Ferguson at the Midwest Genealogical Center on September 16th, 2017. I'm talking with Mr. Michael Nuzzi of Independence, Missouri. Mr. Nuzzi, there is a list of questions in front of you there, but you're not required to speak to any of them. Those are just prompts. If you see something you would like to talk about there, you should. I see you're a Vietnam veteran. How old were you when you served?
20.
And how long did you serve in Vietnam?
Mm-hmm. 12 months. I was there from 67 to 68.
67 to 68, right in the thick of it. You were in the Army?
Air Force.
Air Force.
Yes.
Were you drafted?
No.
You signed up?
I signed up because jobs were hard to come by if you were under 18. So I figured I might as well get my time in, then I get a job when I come home. So I signed up.
And is that how it worked out?
No. It was just something that, I don't know how to explain it. You come home and you don't even look for a job. You just find some buddies and go out and do your thing.
So some hard time when you got back?
Oh yes, definitely yes. People didn't want to talk to you. If they did talk to you, they call you a baby killer. And so we really didn't broadcast it, who we were, where we were, whatever.
Did you have buddies that you knew when you got back that you could share this with?
Oh yes, definitely. And there was two specific ones. The one, well, they both committed suicide. We didn't know we can get help at the VA, and they just couldn't take it no more. They're all suffering from PTSD.
Right. What do you think it was that helped you get past that?
I would say my wife and my church. I mean, we had a lot of rocky times, but my wife was very strong. She was very strong in the church, and then I found out about the VA. I went there, and like I said, I'm a little hesitant about this, but my first meeting there was in a conference room, and they were talking about experiences in the war. It just got to me, I had to get out of there. I couldn't go there no more. So I went back again, and I left again, and this one doctor came after me. He said, would you rather talk to a psychiatrist one-on-one? I said, yeah, I'd rather do that than sitting here. That's how I met the VA. And I was under counseling. That was in 2007. And then the one doctor said you should file for disability. And I said, what disability? He said, well, it's apparent to me you got PTSD.
And you'd had it for a very long time.
Since 67, 68, yeah. And I didn't know it, and that's where our marriage was rocky, because of that.
You held out for a long time, and you survived.
Yes, like I said, my wife was strong, and we had a lot of rocky times. I mean, it's just a rocky relationship, and we didn't know why. Until a friend of hers told her about the VA, that I should go. And that's when things started calming down a little bit.
I'm glad to hear that. Is your wife still with you?
Yes. This is my son-in-law.
Pleased to meet you.
Thank you.
You know, you had a hard few decades after you got back.
Oh, yeah.
What about your time there?
My time there, when we first landed, getting off the plane was like stepping into a furnace. It was like 110, 120 degrees. And they bussed us up to the base we were going to, which was a jungle, basically. And we had to clear that and start building the base. And since we were combat engineers, we had carried rifles. We had had to walk the perimeter, and there's a few incidences that came up where it wasn't very pretty. But the base was built, and then they started farming us out to different outfits. I went to the Red Horse for a couple of weeks, which is another combat engineer, and I was assigned with the what they call the ROKs, or Republic of Korea. I was assigned to them for a couple of weeks, and I went on convoys with them, riding shotgun. Quite a bit of experience there. And
were you injured?
I don't know if you want to call it an injury, but our base was under attack constantly. And when they start firing the rockets, first thing you do is run to the bunker. And one night they, instead of shelling the runway, they started shelling the buildings, the barracks and the clubs. And everybody took off, and I got pushed down, hurt my knee. I was in the Quinyon Hospital for about 30 days. But that's about the extent of it, other than the PTSD.
Well, which in many ways is worse, because there was no treatment for it and no attention to it
right.
for so long.
Right.
Yeah. I'm very glad, though, that you got turned around, even if it was a long, long time after.
Oh. It was, excuse my French, but it was hell doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think that was French. Do you have any friends that are still around that you share this with, that you shared this experience with?
No. They're all gone. And I do a lot of thinking about them.
Of course.
But like I said, the VA, thank God for them every day.
It's good to hear of your good experience with them.
Yeah, they definitely turned me around. I mean, I went from mad at the world to loving my wife. So I'm grateful for that.
And you still are active in a program with them? Do you still
go
there?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Definitely, yeah. I don't want to lose what I gained.
Good.
Yes.
If you had it to do over again, would you have signed up?
Yes. I would definitely do it again. I'd have a different outlook on the war, because it was a senseless war. But I would go for my country. Yes.
Do you come from a military family? Was your father a military man?
Not really. He was in the Army Reserves, and he was only in there like about 3 months, but no military family.
So that is not what was your initial pushing to join up?
Right, right.
You did it on your own?
Right.
Do you expect that you will watch the programs on television that they're starting to broadcast this weekend about the history of the war?
My psychiatrist back in Ohio told me not to watch those movies because of flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm Italian, I got a hard head, and I do it. And there's times where I got to get up and leave the room.
Yeah. I'm personally interested in the answer to that question, because I have wondered about that, especially this documentary series that's going to be so detailed and show so much actual footage,
mm-hmm.
how that will affect some people that knew it firsthand.
Yeah, there's sometimes, like I said, I got to get up and leave. I can't watch it. It just triggers something, then I start to relapse.
Yeah.
So.
But you know at least what your triggers are, you know how to, when to go.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. I started getting, like, panic attacks and trouble breathing, and I know it's a time to leave.
Yeah. You should be enjoying life.
That's why I moved to Missouri after all these years. Be next to my daughter, and that's what we're doing.
Good for you. Good for you. You said that you were, it's sometimes hard for you to talk about these things, and I think you've done really well. Yeah. I was wondering if there was anything you particularly would like to go on record with, if there was something you had thought maybe you'd like to talk about here. Hmm. It's not a required question.
Okay.
None of the questions are required.
It was just all the killing and dying and the bodies. There's some specific instances that I'd rather not talk about.
Of course, and rather not think about ever again, I'm sure. Do you have any advice for young people, young men and women, who might be thinking about the military as they come out of high school these days?
After going through Vietnam and seeing Afghanistan and Iraq, that war seems to be more senseless than the Vietnam War. And I would advise anybody that asks me, you think I should go? I would say no. If you want to go into the military service, go into reserves, or wait, see what's happening.
That's a very reasonable answer, and I appreciate it that you say that, especially since you said you would yourself do it again. For your country, and you're looking for, I mean, you would be looking out for others to not share in the kind of thing that you had while still being dedicated to the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think you've done a fine job on responding to the questions I'm supposed to ask you. Are you satisfied with this interview? Is there anything else you would like to say?
I think that's it. Just God bless those veterans that came home.
Indeed, including you.
Including me, yeah.
Well, I think we can stop here, and I thank you for this sharing. I know it was not easy.